I've Got Notes is recorded on Gadigal land.
Hello, Gabby.
Hello, Floyd. I'm eating a muffin.
That's because, yeah, I love it. I can't believe we're doing a bonus here. This is exciting.
I know, the dedication to free work that we have.
Yeah, we're like, Friday, we're doing nothing. Okay, we'll meet up. Partly inspired by the fact that we found out people are listening. So we thought, you know what, we're going to reward the listeners by 100%. Creating more content. Mm. But mainly, why have we met up today? What's the big reason?
Miss T Swift.
T Swift has released her album.
Midnight.
Apparently 7 minutes ago.
Yes.
Okay, when we're recording this, Gabby and I have not listened to the songs yet.
Nope.
I've been getting incessant messages from my fiancé about what he thinks about every single track. I think he's managed to listen to seven in 7 minutes.
Oh
he must be
God.
Like doing it on like two times. Yeah, just like lectures. But I'm excited. I did a bit of a deep dive last night.
Oh yeah,
into all the conspiracy theories.
Right, because I've heard about this, but I mean, you're a real T Swiftie, and I'm not. Right?
Well, okay, I am a big fan of Taylor Swift. I wouldn't call myself diehard Swiftie because to be that, you have to like literally know everything.
It's a job, right?
Yeah, it's a full time job. Mm. And sadly,
full-time
I don't
Swiftie.
Have capacity at the moment.
Yeah,
but I do love her. Love her so much. Love her albums. Mm. And last night I was doing a. Like watching a lot of TikTok, as you do.
Yeah.
And my partner and I, we like to lie next to each other, sending each other TikToks.
Oh,
not,
we do
not
that
even
too.
Turning over to show, no. Just like send it. To
and
each
I'll
other.
Text him, being like, look at this. And he'll be like, I am right here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. So we were doing that. And there was like a lot of theories about, do you know this idea that she apparently wrote this album called Karma? That was never released.
No,
okay.
I know nothing
Gabby
about
knows
it.
Nothing. Let me enlighten you.
Great.
And again, if any Swifties listening, I'm sure I'm going to hash this up. But anyway.
Oh, just skip the next 10 seconds. Yeah.
It's not perfectly accurate. But the gist that I got is that, so she wrote, after 1989, the album, she wrote this album called Karma, which was meant to be like her new era, a new sound sort of thing.
Right.
And then the whole Kimye thing happened.
Of course.
You know,
yes,
where
I
they released,
that.
You know, and then her reputation went to shit a bit. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't release an album for 3.5 years. So normally it was like Clockwork should release an album every 2 years,
right.
And Karma was, I think, this is what the fans think, that was meant to come out 2 years. But around the 2 year mark, Kimye happened,
right?
And so she didn't do anything for another year and a half, then released Reputation.
Right.
And there's all these like hints to like in lyrics and speeches, and like all I can think about is Karma. It is about this unreleased album.
Yeah.
Anyway, people think this is going to be a double album. It doesn't seem to have been, but then I was just texting my partner and he was like, that will be announced at 3 a.m. And I'm like, okay,
oh
so maybe in, maybe in 3 hours from now.
Right.
We might find that out. Anyway, so that's the hot gossip. People are thinking it could either be like a Shania Twain where she releases the same album, like two different versions.
Yep.
Or it'll be like this new album, Midnight, and then
Karma.
Well, Karma, or it could be like her re-releasing music, like from the whole Scooter Braun.
Another Taylor version.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, because the next one's meant to be 1989, right?
I think. So it could be that.
Yeah, that's true.
God,
where does she get the time? Like, if there really is going to be three out, because she's working on the Taylor's version still.
It's so much. And then, I don't know if you saw on her Instagram, she put this, like, this timetable for the next week up, and the amount of, like, conspiracies and, like, analysis that Swifties have gone into about like what manifest means and like what this, like, it's amazing. It's
I love the idea that like somebody like Stephen Moffat has written or like Neil Gaiman has written these conspiracies with her. Like, yeah, I mean I said also up top that I'm not a huge Swiftie, but that's not to say that I don't like Taylor Swift.
You respect her.
Oh yeah, the hard work and the effort that goes into every single thing she does.
Yeah.
It tires me out like to watch and be a part of. I think. But for
you'd
me,
have to be
just
so on as a fan, like picking up all her clues. And it's full on.
Yeah, it's similar to when I remember there was a time when Coldplay were releasing an album and they did a whole website with a code you had to crack, and like only the diehard fans could do it. And
oh my God.
I love that sort of stuff because it makes it really fun to be a fan of an artist. But maybe, you know, maybe this album will turn me.
You're going to become number one Swiftie.
Yeah, well, my biggest thing with Swift is I always really, really, really like about 50% of every album of hers.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it, I'm not hating on. I just don't fall hard for it.
No,
you know?
I totally understand. I think that's the case with a lot of musicians, though.
Yeah.
I find I listen to an album, I don't love every single song. Mm. But I have heard this one is going to be more poppy, and I love the pop. I was not that into the indie record folklore. I mean, it's nice, but
I really liked
folklore. It's too depressing. I want to be like, 22.
Maybe we're showing off our personalities here. Like, yes. I'm like, oh no, I want to die like all the time. Give me songs for that.
Well, maybe we'll have a mix for this one. So yeah,
shall we get into it?
You've downloaded the songs.
So we're gonna listen live. Apple Music crashes.
Apparently Spotify did have a little glitch. So there we go. Yeah. Hit it here first.
Let's do it. So the first song is called Lavender Haze, and I want to warn you. There's a little one of those little explicit E's next to it. I love seeing that on a Taylor Swift album.
I always wonder what that meant. I thought it meant excellent, like an excellent track.
No, explicit.
Okay.
She's going to say a few little bad words.
Oh, because I was thinking on our podcast it's got E on all of them, and I was like, are we excellent?
No. Oh, it's because we swear, Floyd.
Oh, I wish I knew that.
Anyway, and to earn that E, fuck. All right, let's keep going. All right, so first song, Lavender Haze, explicit. It's 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Read into that all you want.
Oh, it reminds me of Style.
True.
Bit like it.
Harry Style-esque.
Oh, no, a bit like the Her Song style.
Oh, that's what you mean, her ex.
Very chill. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, I feel like I'm chilling. I'm in the sun.
I'm either driving,
sipping on a Negroni.
Yeah, it's a pre-drink.
Yeah, true. It's in the Uber. Go out.
Yeah.
What does the lavender haze mean? Is it just like
napalm? No. she seems like the type of person to have a
fog. Humidifier.
Yeah, one of those aromatherapy little foggers that you see in a beautician.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need this
thug spiral. I like that. That's not her, right? That's a guy or something?
No, I think that is her. That has to be some vocal effects, I think. Nice.
I like it. Mm. What do we give it out of 10?
I'm trying to finish my muffin. I give it 6 lavenders.
I agree. 6
lavenders out of 10.
I'd probably give it, I reckon once I listen to it more times and I know the words, it might be a 7 for me. But yeah. It's a 6.
Oh, wait. What should the ranking be? Because the song's called Midnight. Should we make it like 6 o'clock out of 12?
Oh, it should be out of 12 for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so then 8 o'clock out of 12.
Yeah, 8 out of 12, which still somehow feels way higher.
Yeah.
6 out of 12. Maybe it's a 7 or an 8 out of 12. Anyway, we'll come back. We love
7:30 out of 12.
We're enjoying it so far. Let's go to the next track.
Yeah, it's called Maroon, Triggered.
Triggered,
get out of here now. Can you imagine this whole thing's a diss track against Adam Levine?
Yeah, he's like, you cheated on Bahati.
What if I'm joking and then this is actually what this is? I'd die. Anyway, all right. Maroon, also explicit.
Or excellent.
We love the synths.
It's midnight, okay? It's midnight. We are tired.
Yeah. Party's still going somehow.
Similar chill energy. Laughing with my feet in your lap. Your roommate's cheap as screw
top rosé. That's how. Excuse me. Cheap as screw top rosé. That's me in a sentence.
Excuse me.
I am a screw top rosé. And also, using corks for more expensive bottles of wine is stupid.
Yeah.
What an undignified thing to have expensive champagne.
Also, they get so stuck in the, you know, off.
And, you know, you run the risk of punching someone in the face when somebody opens it.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, sorry. Continue.
Okay, continue. These songs.
Me to the corner shop.
I don't know if this is right, but I feel heavy.
You know you won't spill your wine if you have a screw top bottle, but anyway.
Yeah. Is it me, or is like there's not a lot of articulation of words in these tracks?
Nah, but
I'm struggling to hear the words.
I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna
penalize her for that. Okay. That's a real big trope right now.
It's really in.
Yeah. Look at Billie Eilish. Carnations you had thought were
roses. That's us. That's
same
That's
bitch.
Deep.
I need to take drugs to enjoy
yes,
this.
Yes, I totally agree. I'm completely sober.
Like, I need to be touching people with my hands and be like, you just need a massage.
Yeah. You need a massage.
Who's
and
got
a kebab.
Gum?
Yeah. Who's got gum?
This reminds me of a song. Like, a really, really strongly reminds me of a song.
Like a Billie Eilish song?
No, like one of her songs.
Oh.
Oh, it reminds me of the outro of the 10-minute version of All Too Well.
Yeah, good call.
I give that 5 o'clock out of 12.
Yeah, not a lot. Anti-hero, here we go.
Yeah. No explicit on this one.
Oh, PG.
Okay, I already love it. Yes,
ditto. And my depression works the
graveyard shift. All of the people. Yeah, we're all
same.
Depressed.
Watches you leaving, 'cause you
up. Oh, good fucking rhyme schemes there,
yeah,
babe.
I like it.
This is very poppy. I love it. We're both moving a lot to this one. This is my favorite so far.
I feel like I'm 15 again.
Same.
Oh, such a good
it's
melody.
It's really good. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Oh, I love that me.
I stare directly at the sun, but not directly in the mirror at me. That is, ooh, that's deep. So these are all about the crazy dreams she's had.
Really?
Apparently. Yeah, her 13 sleepless nights, what keeps her up.
Nice. It's me. Hi. Yeah. I'm the problem, it's me. Fuck yeah.
I love her. Anti-hero.
Yeah, that's a win. That's like 10...
I'm going to give that a 10, yeah.
10 o'clock out of 12.
That's, and look, we're very stingy with our things.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're on to...
Snow on the beach.
As opposed to sex on the beach.
Yes. Snow on the beach, the climate change edition.
And I will say this one's also featuring Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
So it's...
Can I just ask, are you a fan of Lana Del Rey?
Wasn't.
Me I never, neither. I've
me
missed.
Neither.
I liked some... So it's
She's
the same
too
kind
depressing
of thing.
To me.
For me, it was just, it wasn't interesting enough.
No.
I never, maybe I just wasn't going to the right parties in high school. Because I feel like she, if you were with the right people, she's a real vibe. But
true.
If you're not surrounded by people, it's just not an interesting listen, Lana Del Rey, for me.
No, I agree. She was too depressing for me. I think I wasn't depressed at that time in my life.
It's weird though. Because, like, I mean, we say she's too depressing for me, and then I turn around and listen to the fucking Smiths or something and be like, this is fine though.
Imagine though if this next song, Snow on the Beach, featuring Lana Del Rey, is like super poppy.
Pop.
It's like,
yeah, we'll
yeah,
be eating
snow
our words.
On the beach. Yeah, snow on the beach. Yeah. Snow on the beach. Lana.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Strings?
Oh, it sounds a bit like a clock.
I guess that's the vibe, isn't it?
It sounds like snow's falling. One night, a few
moons ago, I saw some scoops of what could have been life.
Cool.
Life is emotionally abusive.
Oh.
Sing it, sister. Somebody has already put all these lyrics up on Genius.
Of course.
Are they both singing?
Yeah, where's Lana? Is Lana just doing deep breathing? Like,
so it says they're both singing. When I put makeup on.
Weird but fucking beautiful. That's how we describe ourselves.
Yeah. I'm not about self-love.
We're not hot comedians. We're weird but fucking beautiful.
Yeah. But your eyes are flying saucers
from another planet. What?
Your eyes are flying saucers.
Miss T Swift's been doing some drugs, I think.
She's been doing some drugs.
She's doing some drugs.
Okay, this is not my favorite one. I'm giving it a 5 or 4.
I do prefer this to Maroon as well.
Yeah.
I mean, and also you can't hear Lana Del Rey, but she's sucking the energy out of it.
She really said summertime sadness to Snow
I
on
just
the beach.
Hear it. I can hear her breath and I'm off. But yeah, well done, T-Swift. Some good lyrics. Weird but fucking beautiful. I'm going to start using that in my daily life.
I think that's going to be a 4 o'clock out of 12 o'clock.
I agree.
It's my lowest rating so far.
I agree. Because it's less than Maroon.
Yeah.
I prefer to listen to Maroon
again. That's a 4 on
the
clock.
It's a 4.
So this next one is You're On Your Own, Kid, which is exactly what my dad said to me when he went to get milk one time.
Then it never came back. You're on your own, kid.
I'm kidding. Dad's still around.
Well. Similar thing happened to me. That's why we're in comedy.
Ooh, yeah. So it's called You're On Your Own, Kid. Let's do it.
Okay.
Summer went away. Okay, I'm loving this one already.
This one's already getting into me.
Getting into me? It's entering you.
It's entering me.
Sort of an underwhelming chorus. I like the pre-chorus.
Me too. I like the pre-chorus too. This is nice. Yeah, the momentum's building, but it needs like a big chorus.
Instrumental break.
Oh, interesting. I like it, but it's just like when you're having sex and you don't quite orgasm. I'm like, we were so close.
It's average foreplay of a song.
I think it's okay foreplay. I just think you need the orgasm. Where is the chorus?
The thing I like about Taylor, I've always liked about Taylor, is her internal rhymes, like sprinkler sprat. Here we go. To fireplace ashes.
I still prefer it to snow on the beach.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a 6.
Oh, yeah, I'll go 6 as well. Yeah, half 50. Okay. It was sort of interesting.
6 o'clock.
It's just the chorus.
This ending is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Did it just end? Oh. Okay. Next one is Midnight Rain.
Oh.
I'm excited for this. We need a hit. We need another hit.
We need another anti-hero.
Yeah, we loved anti-hero.
Anti-hero was beautiful. I hope that's the single.
Anti-hero and Lavender Haze, I will re-listen to at this point.
Yeah. Oh God, I feel like the Swifties are going to come for us.
Once I know. Sorry, we love her, okay? We love her so much, but we have to analyze music. Gabby and I have to give unsolicited notes.
It's our job.
The brand of this podcast is we are really, we give feedback when no one asked for it.
Yes. So. And all in all, this is our first initial reaction. And since when has the first initial reaction
been an accurate one or a correct one? Exactly. We're just giving our gut reactions.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's do it. Midnight Next
rain.
One.
Midnight Rain.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that
pain.
Cool. He wanted a bed that was painful.
She's really experimented with vocal.
Definitely a
vocal
lot.
Effects in this one, which is cool. I like that.
It is cool.
He was sunshine, I was midnight.
Nice. Ooh.
There's also this underlying.
Yeah.
Which I can't tell whether I like or hate.
No, it's certainly an interesting track.
I'll say it's cool.
Yeah,
it's
interesting.
Cool. It's like interesting use of voice alteration. And he never thinks of me.
Said when I'm on TV.
So all the time he's always thinking about you.
And I never think
of him.
So rude.
So she thinks of him when it's Midnight Rain, and then he has to think of her literally every time she's on TV. So every day.
I actually think that's quite an interesting concept though, to be like, clearly she's talking about somebody from her hometown.
Definitely.
She used to date when she was a kid.
Who was a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, who obviously went different paths. I think that's a fun topic area. I'm going to give that one 6 o'clock out of 12 o'clock.
What did we give? Hold on. Just to compare. What did we give You're On Your Own Kid?
I gave that six as well. Maybe a 7 then. 7:30?
Yeah, I'd maybe give it a 7. I think it was slightly more interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go 6:30 out of 12.
I like that. 6:30. I might go 7. All right. Generous. Okay, the next one is ... followed by a question mark.
And you know what? That's how I fucking feel all the time. Just, huh?
Question?
Question? All right, this one's also explicit.
Okay,
so
yes.
I reckon we're up for a cheeky little.
Let's hear a banger.
One thing after another fucking situation, ooh, circumstances.
I always is so fun. It's so funny when she swears.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Did you ever have someone kiss you in a crowded room?
I have not.
No, never.
And every single one of your friends was making fun
of you. I've had that.
Yeah, I've definitely had that. I like this one. This is a story, and I love a story.
I like it too.
Do you wish you could still touch her? It's just a question.
Well, that's a question of consent, but anyway.
It's also many questions, Taylor.
She was on your mind with some dickhead guy. Did you ever have someone kiss you in a crowded room?
I can't tell whether we're in love with this person or whether they've done something truly awful.
Yeah, let's try work this out. I'm confused. It sounds like she's writing a song about a guy who was a dick to her friend.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you miss my friend? Here's a question. Do you miss her? He'd be like, why do you care?
Yeah. I like the bridge. That's nice. Oh, she loves a scoop in this album.
Yes.
All right. Okay, maybe I'm a dumb bitch.
We don't know what he did. We haven't gotten to the bottom of it. Swifties right into us. What the hell? What is she talking about?
I can't tell. Because that's the line that triggers me out here. And that one.
Yeah, I'm confused. But anyway, okay, I liked that. I feel like that was classic storytelling. I didn't quite understand it, but I was very intrigued.
Yeah, I actually feel like depending on how old you are, your reaction to that song is slightly different.
That's true.
Because if I was 17, The Dream.
Yes.
Is being kissed by a hot guy in a crowded room at a party and your friends all clapping.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah, we're like, what? What do you mean? What does that mean?
Whereas now, if somebody were to, like, because none of this is on her. Like, the girl in the situation, it says, can I ask you a question? Did you ever have someone kiss you in a crowded room?
Yeah.
And every single one of your friends was making fun of you. And I'm like, this sounds like an awful situation.
Yeah.
But then 15 seconds later, they're clapping too. And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't ask to be kissed. Someone came over
and
kissed
me. So the girl that she's talking about was kissed and then made fun of.
Yeah.
And then they were clapping for her.
Yes. And then it says, then what did you do? Did you leave her house in the middle of the night? Did you wish you'd put up more of a fight when she said it was too much?
do you wish you could still touch her? And I'm like, what's happening?
Why do you care so much about your friend's relationship is my question.
Well, okay, even taking that part away, if it is about her, I'm like, this is a terrible person. Why are we talking? This guy sounds awful.
He does sound awful, but I
and
would
your friends
to the song
sound awful.
For
and
sure.
Yeah, the song's a vibe. I'd give that 7 o'clock out of 12.
I'd definitely give it a 7 to an 8, I'm gonna say. Ooh. I really enjoyed that one.
I'm particularly excited for this next one.
Yes.
It's just because the name of it makes me giggle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's called Vigilante Shit.
Is this explicit?
I don't know. I think it does what it says on the tin. Okay, nice. Let's listen to Vigilante Shit.
Draw the cat eyes sharp enough to kill a man.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm loving it. This is the Taylor I know and love.
Did some bad things, but I'm the worst of them.
Ooh.
Oh, I like it.
It's like slightly crazy evil.
I don't dress for women.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
I don't dress for men.
Okay.
Good on you, girly.
I've been dressing for revenge.
Okay, so track pants, yeah, me too.
This sounds a little bit like a Billie Eilish B-roll.
How do you dress for revenge?
Nothing on.
Nothing on, yeah.
Hurt the eyes of everyone who looks at you. Don't get
side. I like that. Even. That chord progression there, it's really cool.
Yeah.
So on the weekends. I don't dress for friends.
I don't even see my friends anymore.
What I got from that song, if you were to take the instrumental of that out and replace it with like country western torch song.
Yes.
It's giving murder ballad. Like it's a murder ballad. Like when I was reading the lyrics, I was like, oh, this is murder ballad. So to me, I might be reading too much into it, but to me that's actually kind of a little nod to country.
We love a nod to country.
Because I just feel like that the vivid imagery, like draw the cat eye sharp enough to kill a man. That's a great line because she's obviously known for her eyeliner as well. Like, I don't dress for women. I've been dressing for revenge. Like things like dressing for revenge. Yeah. Don't get sad, get even. And then third person, she needed a cold heart. She had the envelope. She gets the house. She gets the kids, get the pride. Like, I feel like it's a murder ballad.
That's a murder ballad. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it too.
What would you give it?
I reckon that's a 7:30 out of midnight.
Yeah,
nothing's ranked as high as Anti-Hero yet.
What did we give Anti-Hero?
I gave it a 10.
Oh, we gave it a 10
out of 12.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that one an 8.
An 8 o'clock out of 12.
I mean, maybe I will give it a 7:30 as well. I thought it was clever and interesting, but it's probably not like a banger that I would listen back to over and over again.
I'd have to be in an absolute.
I have to be in a grumpy mood.
I'd have to be a bit like.
I think last year I would have liked the song. Last year I was like, yeah. But you could, yeah, no, I can imagine maybe enjoying it when it's like, I don't know, if you were angry with an ex or something.
Yeah, like you piece of shit. Yeah.
You know, or someone who's done wrong by you, not even an ex, just someone who's done wrong by you by, like, you know, an ex stepmom, for example, in a hypothetical situation. She sucks.
Walking into a party or like into a wedding, I guess, and you're
here. Yes.
You walk down the aisle to that one.
Walk down the aisle.
To vigilante
shit. For revenge. Please. I didn't dress for women. Women or men, I dress for revenge.
I do find it funny that song, of all the things she could have called it, she could have called it Dress for Revenge, but she called it Vigilante Shit, which is said once in the song.
But then it did make us want to listen to it.
Hey,
more.
It made me
so
excited.
We were like, Vigilante Shit. When you said it was going to be Vigilante Shit, I was imagining it like, yeah.
I was expecting an Ed Sheeran cameo, yes. And I'm glad we didn't get it because I've never forgiven him for something was born on the 4th of July. I've never. Forgiven him. I can't listen to that song.
No,
yeah. I can't listen to Endgame. Taylor, I like you. I can't do it.
Can't do it. Okay, well, let's go on to the next song.
Something was born on the 4th.
I'm intrigued by this next one. It's called Bejeweled.
Bejeweled.
When I hear Bejeweled, I think of like...
The game?
No, I think of like... Vajazzled? Like, is it just me?
When's Taylor Swift's single Vajazzled coming out? I want that.
Yeah, I want
Vajazzled,
that one too.
Vajazzled.
Bejeweled.
Maybe
it'll
come out in the double album. Anyway, let's hear Bejeweled.
Here we go.
Ooh. Very ABBA.
Baby love, I think I've been a little too kind.
Like it.
I like it.
I like it too.
In the shoes I gave you as a present.
Ooh.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled when I walk in the room.
Ooh,
I like this.
The band, they asked, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember.
Okay, I love Rip the song. Joe.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Penthouse of your heart.
Ooh.
Oh.
But also a penthouse because T-Swift is loaded.
I polish up real nice.
I like this.
I like it.
I love it.
Nice.
Nice.
I love this song.
When I meet the band, they asked, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember.
Ooh, me a sad too. Bridge.
Drugs are they're flowing.
She's taken so album. Much drugs at midnight. I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the fan, they know you have a man. I can still say I don't remember. When I'm in the penthouse of your heart, I polish up real
nice.
Polish up real
nice.
This is the Taylor Swift irony.
Yes. That was my favorite song so far.
I liked it. I don't know if I liked it as much as Andy Hero.
I'm going to give it an 11.
I'm going to give it a 10.
To bump it above Andy Hero for me.
So that's fun. I'm going to put a little heart next to the ones
I'm definitely going to re-listen to Bejeweled. That's number one for me right now.
Yep.
Andy Hero, Lavender Haze. They're still my faves.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. I liked this.
I liked that a
lot. Does it mean that her and Joe have broken up? I'm confused.
I'm a little bit like,
what, you forgot his name?
Well, she said there's a line that really, it actually was a very good lyric where, sorry, I didn't mean to say she actually was a very good lyric. She's always writing good lyrics, but there was a lyric she wrote. I made you my world, have you heard? I can reclaim the land and I miss you, but I miss sparkling.
Ooh.
So I think it's actually about, I don't know whether it's about a breakup, but I think it might be about independence within a relationship to be like, I still know who I am outside of what we are.
Yes.
That's the vibe I get. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure her and Joe are together, right?
I think they are too, but maybe she misses Sparkling. Married. I love Bejeweled. That's great.
That was fun. Next one's called Labyrinth.
Okay, bring this one on.
Let's do it. The Casio's really getting a workout on this album.
So much.
Beautiful vocal.
Beautiful.
She can go so high.
Love that lyric.
Breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, breathe out.
That'll be a tattoo. You watch.
Yes.
I'll be getting over you my whole life. Have she broken up with Joe?
Either that or she's scared of elevators. We're not sure.
That little instrument.
Yeah.
Sounds like a kazoo.
It doesn't feel like a kazoo.
I like
it. I got you.
I like this. Break up, break free,
break through, break down. Oh, that's nice.
Tag yourself, I'm breakdown.
Do you think this is Taylor Swift? Auto-tune
it. It's being put through.
Not auto-tune,
I used to have an effects pedal that did this exact effect.
Oh, wow.
I forget what it was called. I think it was lo-fi. Where it just puts your voice an octave lower. I love an outro. I do love a vibey outro.
She likes one too.
Remember how I told you there were four albums of Midnight's on Apple Music right now?
Has it come out?
Two of them have 14 songs. Two of them have 13 songs.
What is going on? The Swifties will be able to tell us tonight on TikTok.
I might even be able to look it up on Twitter.
People
now
are convinced it's a double album. More stuff's coming out.
Well,
anyway. Okay,
I just can't believe she has the time.
I'm really excited for this next track. I started this episode talking about the Karma conspiracy. Well, guess what? The next episode. I watch a lot of TV. The next track is called Karma. Okay,
with an explicit little E. I love a little explicit E.
And I just want to tell you the goss. A lot of Swifties, including my fiance, believe that this is like a taster to what the double album, the second album is going to be.
I miss cassettes, you know.
Yeah.
B-side. Oh. Speaking of cassettes.
This is my Wi-Fi. Because if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. Oh, I love this one. Around.
Low range, babe.
Yes. I love the song.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Was on your scent like a
bounty hunter. This is the single, surely.
Yeah, this one's the best.
I can already tell this might be the one that gets a meme, though. Like, Karma is an ice cream. Yeah. Karma is my
karma
shit.
Is everything, like,
karma is my IBS.
Yes. Like, karma's my acne. Karma is my poor relationship with my parents.
It sure is.
Oh, cool. Bring, bring.
I mean,
what would you give her?
Weirdly, that is such a different song from the rest of the songs on the
album. I agree.
It
doesn't feel like this part of the same album.
No. I love it though.
I really like that.
I'm giving it an 11.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Maybe an 11.5.
Karma is a god.
Yeah, I like it.
I think it's just catchy. I'm going to give that a 10.30.
Oh, good. So that's your highest one so far. Yeah. Okay, slightly more than Antihero.
I like a hook. Yeah, that has a good hook. I can just already see
that. Karma's going to be on the radio. Okay?
That's the one on the radio.
It's going to go on
and on. That's the one with the music
on.
Video.
Yeah.
Do we think she'll do like a visual album? Or do you think it'll
she
just
is releasing music videos for it? I don't know if she's releasing more of them. But yeah, I loved that. Okay, we've got two more to go.
Three.
Oh, three?
So my one mine only says has 14. Two.
What?
One of these tracks is 9 seconds long. The last track on this album.
Is it the trailer?
It's called Meet Me at Midnight.
Oh, that's the trailer.
Why has she included it at the end?
I have no idea. But she put it on it to be like, come, like, listen to the album. It's just. That's so funny. That's definitely analyzed
here
that
I was like,
at the end.
I was like, oh, what? Two of the albums I have 14
to,
songs.
I can't wait to rate that 9 second track.
That'll be my 12 o'clock
that'll
out of 12.
She's like, perfect. Yeah. Short, sharp, punchy.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So the next song is called Sweet Nothing.
Oh, a Moog. I love a Moog.
What's a Moog?
E-piano.
Oh. Might not be a Moog. I just like calling them Moogs. I can already tell. The little girls across the world are going to be singing this one, like at the school of Stepfords.
Yeah.
This is the one for the. As a teacher, I would have loved this song.
You're in the kitchen humming. All that you ever wanted from me was sweet nothing.
Yeah, you're right. It's little girls are listening to this being like.
It's cute and it's song. Kid friendly.
It's cute.
I think. Yeah, I didn't see the little like, explicit.
Yeah.
Well, that's the vibrato flute.
Cause they said the end is coming. Everyone's up to something.
Oh, well, like the harmony.
I found myself around and home to your sweet nothing.
If Taylor Swift was, if she was Australian, this song would be called Sweet Fuck All.
Sweet Fuck All.
Sweet
Fuck All. You do the Sweet Fuck All. And little girls everywhere are listening to it. It's sweet. It's very, like,
it's cute.
Putting
it's
me to sleep, like, mellow.
It feels live, which I like.
They said the end is coming.
What do you mean? Like, as in,
do you know
how
like,
she's doing it?
Have you ever listened to like an album versus something that was recorded live?
Yeah,
like all in one go.
I do know the concept live, so I shouldn't have asked.
The others, the others feel quite produced.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like this vocal take,
she probably did it all in one go.
Even if she didn't, it feels like the production had done a good job of making it feel very in the moment.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
We got a round going.
Yeah, a bit of a loop.
Bit of a nice look. Oh, choirs will do this.
Oh, they
will. You can hear it. Cute.
Cute.
She loves a little soft song before the last song.
Yeah, it was cute. What would you... I agree, it's like for the young girls.
I give that an 8 o'clock out of 12.
I might give it a 7. It just didn't... It was too tiring to me. I enjoyed it, but it was just a bit... I started like a little bit mellow for me, but I like it. It was cute. We're on to the final song of the album.
We are.
I can't believe it.
And I hope it quizzes me because this song is called Mastermind.
Yes.
Like that segue?
I hope it's a, I hope it quizzes us. I hope it's a hit.
Yeah. Like it? Like the arpeggios?
I love within a second, Gabby's like, I like it.
Well, I love a synth.
This is cool.
Checkmate. I could lose. What if I told you?
Checkmate.
What if I told you I'm a mastermind?
We'd believe it.
Yeah, I would.
And now you're mine. It was all by design.
I like it's cute, but if you were to read the lyrics to me without the music, it's a bit creepy.
I was just thinking that.
She loves doing that. It's like sung, and then it's like, and the liquor in my
bed.
Yeah. She does that in so many songs.
Build up, punchline.
And speak. It's like comedy.
Yeah.
Now you're mine. What
if I read these as my vows for my wedding? What if I told you I'm a mastermind?
You should.
And now you're mine.
That's really funny. But no, we already know what this was from because he's already listened to it.
Yeah, he started singing. He'd start singing along. Interesting one to end with.
Yeah, all you did was smile.
Oh, fucking hell, poor guy.
We did was smile and I got you.
I wish it worked that easy for me.
I'm just going to read these word for word at my wedding.
Hey, Apple Music, this is Taylor Swift. Midnights tells the stories of 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout my life. I hope you like it, and wherever you are, you'll meet me at midnight.
12 out of 12 from Gabby. That's the final track. I can't believe you thought that the 9 second track was a song.
I just
obviously
did.
It was the trailer.
I just find it interesting that there's 4 different versions on Apple Music right now. Like, so, get it together, babe.
Well, it's probably deliberate. The Swifties will know there's deliberate clues in all of them. So why are there? So 2 of them have 14 tracks, 2 of them have Two of them, so two of them, one of them is the clean version, one of them is the explicit.
Okay, that makes sense.
So there's four because there's a clean and an explicit, but yeah. Oh, because there's one with 13 tracks and one with 14 tracks.
Oh, they've done that. That is confusing. Like,
and extra confusing if they then release a double album.
Me being like, it could easily just be an admin error.
Maybe
like,
that's the double album, one explicit, one non-explicit.
Taylor Swift's team are like on DistroKid now, like, fuck.
Yeah, trying to figure it out.
Why are there two?
Why are there four?
Yeah. I didn't copy paste this.
Okay, overall impressions of the album?
I liked it.
I liked it too. I wasn't blown away, but I like definitely was enjoying it. And there are some that I'm 100% going to go back and listen to.
Yeah.
And are a vibe. I'm going to tell you my favorites.
Oh yeah, go off.
They were Karma, hands down. I think that was my favorite one overall.
Which one?
Karma.
Oh, Karma. I thought you said Car.
Car.
And I was
you know the one about Car?
I was like, did I black out for 5 minutes?
The Car?
Drive it.
The one where everything is Karma.
Yeah.
I really liked that. I liked Anti-Hero a lot.
Yeah.
Lavender Haze was a cool vibe.
Yep.
Question I quite enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one where she wanted to kill people? Revenge.
Oh, that's vigilante shit.
Didn't mind that. Bejeweled.
I really loved Bejeweled.
They're my favorites. What about you?
I had Anti-Hero is one of my favorites. I think it's between Anti-Hero and Bejeweled for me.
Oh, we love Bejeweled.
I love Bejeweled. And Bejeweled. I also had Sweet Nothing. I really enjoyed.
Sweet Nothing you like. Yeah, musically, that wasn't,
I just think musically that's quite a pretty different song.
So Snow.
Oh, and I obviously loved Karma as well.
Yeah, we love Karma. We're going to be singing it in the shower.
It just felt so different though. Like, I feel like if she doesn't release a double album, that one actually is a really odd.
I agree. It song didn't on this feel album. Like, it felt like the one that you scream in the shower.
Yeah.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Karma is my boyfriend. I definitely liked it. I want to re-listen to some of them so that like, because I always find songs, I'm never blown away with songs the first time I hear them.
Me neither.
In fairness, like, I have to listen to them a few times and then I'm like, oh my God, man, I love the song. Like that song, Adele's song that's like Go Easy on Me. The first time I listened to it, I was like, eh.
It's
and
fine.
Then now every time I'm in a car, I have to like put go my hand out the window and
I
go,
know exactly.
Yes. Now I'm obsessed with that song, but I had to hear it a few times. So like something about like a familiarity, comfortable, you know, you got to feel comfortable with the song to really love it first.
Yeah.
So I need to listen to it a few more times.
She tweeted about this album, Taylor Swift. She said, Midnights is a collage of intensity, highs and lows and ebbs and flows. Life can be dark, starry, cloudy, terrifying, electrifying, hot, cold, romantic or lonely, just like Midnights, which is out now.
I feel like all of my highs and lows.
All of my midnights are the same.
Yeah,
and it's asleep. That I'm snacky.
Mine are either asleep or I'm on my phone scrolling.
Yes. I'm definitely never happy at midnight. I'm always depressed at midnight.
I want to be asleep at midnight. If I'm awake at midnight, I'm like, I'm only going to get 7 hours sleep.
Yeah.
Now I'm freaking out about how many more hours of sleep I'm going to get.
Yeah.
True. None of these are actually about her sleeping. She's not like, I've got to get it up at 7 in the morning. I'm not going to have time to eat my porridge.
I feel like I have to really pick my words carefully.
Oh, yeah, I know. The Swifties will come for us.
The Swifties will. They are out
at
for blood
tonight.
It's like the purge for Swifts.
Yeah.
Shut up. The album just came out. Yes, I feel like a lot of those songs will have to be growers for me.
I feel
album.
That way about so much music. So I think that's normal.
Yeah.
And I do have to say I loved Anti-Hero. Loved Bejeweled, loved Karma.
Yeah.
They're ones I'm going to
re-listen to. They were great.
To.
They were good. I think musically it was interesting too. I liked the synthy sound.
Mm.
I found that an interesting veer for her though. I mean, I will say she's kind of covered a lot of genres.
She really
I
has.
Thought, I thought that she's sort of done the synth thing with Reputation and with 1989. So I wasn't
Did
actually
she do
expecting.
As much vocal distortion with Reputation and.
No, probably not as much. But I was sort of expecting like a completely different genre again. But she went back to the synth thing. So maybe she just really likes that.
She's really into that,
that vibe.
I guess it's quite in at the moment, isn't
it?
I was sort of, okay, and this is maybe bad, but like I was sort of hoping for like, Romeo, take me some back to her like young.
Back to the roots.
I just loved those early songs. Just, they connect with me.
They're very narrative.
I love the narrative. That's why I think I really liked Bejeweled felt
because it felt like a narrative
story. Karma, I don't know if it felt like a story, but it felt like strong emotion about something. The chill stuff doesn't move me as much as a person, but
I think as well it'll be very different once we find out, you know, once I look on Twitter for literally 5 minutes, like,
and we find out
behind,
exactly,
you know, like what everything inspired everything and
totally because all the lyrics
she's a
there
genius.
Would have been, yes, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, that was a fun little hour.
It was fun.
Hope you enjoyed this bonus episode.
Yeah.
Don't come for us, Swifties. We do really respect the Queen.
Yeah, and we respect the fan base. Fuck, I am not one to mess with you.
If you... We love to hear opinions, so send us your opinions. If you disagree about tracks, you know, write
just
in.
Just don't do it in the form of one-star reviews.
Give us the 5 stars and then send us personal DMs, and Gabby and I will happy, you know, send you voice memos back.
Yeah, absolutely. Floyd will do that. 100%. Floyd will do that. Floyd will give her time.
Not signing up for anything.
Although I do like that we're, like, I like the album review. I like this bonus
fun episode. I feel like we should do this for another album.
Yeah, we should do it for another album.
We should clock some artists throughout the year and be like, let's do some listen parties.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice to actually listen to the whole album all at once. I never do that.
Me neither.
I'm always like scattered, and I so often end up just listening to the popular songs that are, you know, you hear on the radio or whatnot.
We might be back tomorrow when she releases the other one.
Yes, album two.
We'll have to come back in.
The non-explicit version will be back.
The next four.
Yeah. My God. Well, yeah. Okay, so we're saying, and you got to nominate your favorite song overall. So hard. I think mine is going to be Karma, even though it was very close.
Not Bejeweled.
Close second will be Bejeweled, but I think Karma.
I think Bejeweled's probably my favourite.
Anti-Hero. And the final track, obviously, her 9 second, we love that.
No, actually, no, I'll go with that. The introduction to the album is my favourite. No, I think it'll be between Bejeweled and Anti-Hero for me.
Love it.
And all up, what's your o'clock out of 12 o'clock for the album?
Like for the album, that's hard. I'm going to give it a 9.
9 o'clock out of 12 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm going to be generous. It's between an 8 or a 9 for me. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 9 because I love her so much, but yeah.
I'm going to give it an 8 out of 12.
Oh, that's still a great 8 score.
8 o'clock out of 12. On first listen, you know.
First listen, exactly. I think
we should regroup in a month.
That's why I'm giving it a 9 because I know that if I give it an 8, I'm going to keep listening to the songs and it's going to grow to a 9, maybe even a 10. So.
True.
Yes.
All right, well. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Great. Thank you for listening.
Like, subscribe, give us 5 stars.
Yes. And just, again, if you're going to critique our critiques, just send give us 5 stars and send Floyd the DM.
Floyd a DM. Yeah,
Floyd will help Gabby. Floyd will address all concerns. Or you can follow us on our social media at GotNotesPod on Instagram, on Twitter, and we also have a link tree which we'll put in the show notes.
Woo.
Woohoo.
3 hours later.
Floyd, we've fucked up. She just released 7 more songs.
What? We should have known this was going to happen. Well, the podcast studio is closed and we are off on our weekend. So, Taylor, we actually can't give you feedback about those 7 songs right now. Yeah, Gabby and Floyd can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because we thought we'd already finished analysing your, your album and have to get on with our weekends. Okay, bye.